It's time for Guess My Gig.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't. Working for a living, back. Working for a living, back. Working for a living, living and working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
All right, it's time for Guess My Gig. The four of us are going to sit around here, ask somebody questions. We have no idea who it is. Basically, it's Rob's job to stump us. We each get five questions. When we're done, we'll guess, and we'll see if we can get what this guy does for a living. Are we ready to go, guys?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We're going to start. TJ has already gone on record saying, I don't want the first question.
Well, we've done many rehearsals where I've been mocked for making some brilliant choices to be the
That's
first
okay,
question.
TJ,
it's your first question.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Like, let's see.
I wanted to know if he was an American the first time around.
That's
and it
right.
was valid because I love our country.
We're going to start counterclockwise today, and we're going to start with Kevin. Kevin, you go first.
Okay, great. Mystery guest, my first question is, do you work indoors?
No.
No, okay.
He works outdoors. Tanya?
Does your work require working with people?
Yes.
You work outside with people. TJ?
Do you work alone or do you work with a large group of people?
A yes or no question, T.
Do you work alone?
Yes.
You work alone. Do you work during... Do you work 9 to 5?
No.
So it's not Dolly Parton.
Okay. Do you wear a uniform?
Not sure.
Not really.
Not really.
Not really.
Okay, so
not really. Tanya?
Does your job require driving?
Ooh, good question. Good one.
It can.
Oh, it can.
It can, so...
So it's not a necessity.
Okay.
All right. So we know he's not the good humor man.
Right. Or a limo driver.
Do you work... I'm rescinding that question. Caller, I've got many questions, many thoughts, many dreams. Do you work in a position that requires a good amount of physical activity?
No.
What are we doing?
Okay.
No physical activity.
Okay.
He doesn't work 9 to 5.
He works outdoors.
He works alone. He works outside. And he works with people, not animals. Well, do we know? Do you work with animals?
No.
Okay. All right. No. Do you handle money?
No.
Wow.
Oh, I got an idea what he does.
Does your job require writing?
No.
Good gravy, sir.
Did he say it didn't require physical activity?
It does not require physical activity.
Yeah, but writing is not really...
No, I know that. No, I was thinking of something else, because I don't know. Is, like, digging physical activity in your guy's mind?
Uh-huh,
yeah,
I would say
that.
All right, so grave digger is not.
Right. I have a question to the group. Did he say that he works alone?
He said he works alone, right?
Okay, all right.
You did say you work alone, right?
Yes.
Okay. TJ?
Does it require an advanced degree?
Nope.
That's the same with me, by the way.
I'm in big trouble. Does your job require any instruments? And I'm not talking about musical instruments, but any kind of tool of the trade.
Nope.
Have you...
ever been arrested?
Yes.
It's not going to help us, but I got nowhere to go with it.
Exactly. Are you on your feet?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a feeling Rob's going to be up 1-0 after this one. Tanya?
Would it revolve around the theater?
Nope.
Well, actually, it's not a bad way to go, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of going there, too. Does your job entail, is it an industry that entails professional or college sports?
Yes.
Ooh.
Ah, T-Puff's asking good questions.
Do other people watch you when you work?
Yes.
Well, we got one question each. We got four left.
Yeah, it's the uniform thing that's throwing me off. He doesn't really wear a uniform, but he performs in some kind of... Okay,
Now I got it. You're the quarterback for UNLV.
Well, as you know, does not wear a uniform any longer.
That's right.
Budget constraints.
Are you there as a form of amusement or entertainment?
Nope.
Jeez.
Well, yeah. All right. Kevin's out of questions. Tanya?
Physical labor is, like, very... Yeah.
Like what
yeah,
we
digging
do.
And yeah, yeah, exactly. Physical labor, this show.
And he's on his feet, he said, too.
Yeah, he's on his feet.
Does it require, and I know it's probably going to be repeating something we've already talked about, janitorial-type services?
Well, cleaning or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, cleaning.
No.
Okay.
All right. So, and he said he doesn't take money.
So let me ask you this question. Does what you do require some kind of on-field care or maintenance?
Ooh. Nope.
Wow. Well, then I'm the jerk of the day. Because I thought I had the damn thing figured out.
This is the last question, isn't it?
Jeez Louise.
Well, we're not going to let Rob do this on the first time, are we?
No way.
Yes.
Does it? Is your job... Do you do your job in a stadium or arena?
Nope.
Okay.
That's
I'm
it.
I'm screwed.
All right.
All right, let's take our guesses and...
Okay, well, let's review real quick. He works outside.
Right.
Okay.
Doesn't work 9 to 5. Doesn't
no uniform. No
himself,
physical labor.
No physical labor. No tools.
Doesn't take money.
Doesn't take money. Because I was thinking
he can't work for Michigan. Yeah.
He doesn't do it for like an amusement or entertainment. Boy, oh boy.
I'm genuinely stumped.
This is a tough one.
And I'm not bright to begin with.
And he does work in college or professional athletics.
Professional athletics, yes.
Okay. I'm going to say he is the... boy, oh boy. I have to go first, right?
Yeah, you got
to
go first. Go ahead.
I say he's the guy who... waves traffic through in the parking lot of...
I was actually thinking about that.
Of
right, waves,
various games.
Yeah, parking lot attendant or right. something like that. Yeah.
I'm just going to go with some lame in charge of uniforms.
Equipment manager?
Equipment manager.
Okay.
All right, equipment manager. What do you got?
I don't know. I was going along the line of traffic man. But I would go ahead and say that he is the team liaison, the stadium liaison to the team.
Okay. I was actually thinking on your lines.
Right.
But I'm going to say, boy, I don't know. I'm going to say recruiter. I'm going to say he's a recruiter.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
But I don't know if it's not right because I see Rob already shaking his head like I'm a moron.
All right.
Now, Rob, what do I do? Do I open this or do we ask him what he does?
Let's review real quickly, though.
Yeah. Well, you...
Okay, I believe he's the guy who helps park cars at stadiums.
Right.
I think he's the equipment manager.
Right.
Can I change my guess?
You can't change your guess.
I'd like to.
Guess. No, you can't change it.
I'm going to guess.
You can tell us what you think it may be, but you go with your original guess.
I think he may be Shane Matthews, but I'm going to guess that he shouldn't be wearing a uniform after about a month. I'm going to guess an on-field liaison.
On-field liaison, and I said recruited. All right, can you tell us your name and what you do?
Yes. My name is Ivor Robson. I am the official starter for the Open Golf Championship and the PGA European Tour.
That's
very good.
Awesome. Wow.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Well done. Ivor Robson. And where exactly do you reside, Ivor?
I live in Scotland.
I thought you were from Brooklyn for a second with that accent.
That's right.
And Ivor, how many events do you start for? Is it just that one event? Or do
you
do a lot
of events? I do about 17 major championships over here, Ireland. I do company days, charity events, and I do, of course, the Open Championship.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Who plays in your championship?
The one that just finished was my 28th.
28th year?
28th Open Championship.
When Ian Woosnam plays, do you make sure he has the right amount of clubs?
That's not my problem.
That's somebody else's problem, right? So how do you get into this line of business?
Well, I started in 1975 as the official starter at Carnoustie in Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I must have been doing something right because they've asked if I'd stay on for...
I know the official starters here make the announcements of who the golfer is and where they're from. Is that what you do over there?
Oh yes, the sponsor and the country.
All right, give me in your best starter's voice, T.J. Shanoff from Chicago, Illinois, on the first tee. Can you give me one of those?
Well, I mean, who is that?
Exactly,
that's the guy on the show right
sir,
here.
Sir, you're right. Exactly, who is that?
I know it. I know it.
Honestly. Trust me, he's an 80 handicap, but he's never been announced at a golf tournament before.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, you'd announce, on the tee, the person's sponsor, and from Scotland or America, United States of America, and then the player's name.
All right. Well, as soon as TJ gets a sponsor, we'll send him over.
I'm close.
I'd be delighted to.
Ivor, listen, thank you very much.
Thank you
appreciate
so much.
It, and well done.
Thanks, Ivor. What
you.
A cool job.
Yes. You do a wonderful job over there, and best of luck.
Ivor, big fan of the show. Loves the show, listens every day.
What a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Rob Wozinski won.
We'll get him
a
next
zero.
Rob, you picked a ridiculous... I mean, none of us were close. You picked a great guest.
I got to be honest. I don't think that he should be allowed to get international people on this program. This is an American program. I want Americans only on this program. That's what threw me off. If I knew it was international, I probably would have got that guy.
But I didn't know.
I was like thinking American, you know. TJ, your question from rehearsal of,
right,
are you an American?
Which I got
that,
mocked
right,
so much for.
That should have been the perfect question. You should have asked that question first.
That's right.
From now on, that's your first question.
We blame you.
To embrace the spirit of American diversity, no more foreigners.
That's right.
Right.
Can't be across the pond anymore, Rob. We want only Americans.